Please hang up and try again.
Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Freak Nation, we're a man down tonight, today, depending on what the hell or when the hell you're watching us here in the Freak Nation. Thank you guys for being a part of this big old thing. Cole Cusimano, he's not here, but we'll be okay, Freak Nation. A big show for you with Speed Freaks, Freak Nation. Be sure you follow us again on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're there for you. The website, speedfreaks.tv. A lot of things happening this week. We had a chance earlier this week to catch up with Austin Dillon, Austin Cindric, Daniel Suarez, and Ross Chastain, Crasher.
Big week. How often does that happen? It just doesn't. But as it comes to playoff time, we have tracks, more tracks than typical in the middle of the season,
right,
reaching out saying, hey, I got so-and-so, what time you got? And, okay, well, we'll take if we can.
And if you go back again, we celebrate 25 years of the Freak Nation. Started on one little radio station, a big-ass burner in Los Angeles, the old Howard Stern station. And then we're on multiple affiliates across the country, podcast, of course. And I said podcast back in 2004, and I had no idea what the hell I was talking about. I did.
Yeah, we're not a podcast. We are an official two-hour radio show, but we do podcast our segments. Yeah. So if you want the little pod versions of us, they're a little bit here, a little bit there.
We podcast the full show, Crasher. We do.
But is that technically a podcast? It's two hours.
Well, listen, the definition of podcast has gone through several different iterations.
Right.
Back in the day, you just put it up on your website. Am I right, Richie? I mean, you were freaking, I think, 13 then. But back in the day, you put it up on your website and people could download it.
Yeah, podcasts back in the day were all they were just radio shows put up on the internet.
Yeah.
It weren't individual things that we do now, which is what everybody does. And you can hook up your little tiny little mic to your old computer and have a podcast.
They talk about all these podcast grandfathers and so forth. You know what? We are the podcast great-grandfather here, Freak Nation.
We've been 25 years of doing this show, and we've been putting it up on the internet almost all 25 of those years before podcasts were a thing.
So there you go, Freak Nation. Again, follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Hopefully you're watching us on YouTube at Official Speed Freaks. If you missed the show, don't forget Speed Freaks Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network. Again, a lot of news breaking this week regarding the 2026 NASCAR Cup Series schedule. And a great conversation. Richie, you were there. Crash, you were there earlier this week with Matt Humphrey with NASCAR going, we're the only freaking sport that demands that our schedule comes out as the GDAM Series is only two-thirds of the way through. And I understand the significance of getting it out in relationship specifically to sponsors. I get all that. But really, there's not another sport. Football, NBA, Major League Baseball, right?
The only sport that does it is baseball. They put out their schedule in the middle of September, and that's it.
Can we talk about the realities, though, of why baseball and why motorsports, NASCAR in particular, need to put their schedule out as the season is still going on for the next year? It's because they have the longest damn seasons in sports. I mean, that's baseball and NASCAR. NASCAR has 2 months off. That would be December and January. Actually, it has moved. It's shifted. They actually have most of November off now. So November, December, let me count that. November, December, January. That's it. I mean, if you look at the new schedule that came out this week for NASCAR, February 1st is the clash. So you have 0 days off in February. 3 months. That's it.
But Freak Nation, we've got Ross Chastain joining us here in the Freak Nation. We have Austin Cindric joining us here in the Freak Nation with their take on the 2026 schedule. And the surprise answer is really not a surprise answer from Austin Cindric at all. Kind of a surprise answer from Ross Chastain, who frankly was up pretty freaking early in Phoenix doing some hits on Tuesday morning. And I don't want to spoil it, but regardless, we have NASCAR's biggest and baddest with their takes on the 2026 NASCAR Cup Series schedule. We've got our takes on the damn thing. Richie, at first glance, when you saw that come out, and again, thanks to Jordan Bianchi, who put it out there early yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, he was the one who broke it on Tuesday before NASCAR officially released it on Wednesday.
Yep. At first glance, nothing really jumped out at me other than the 2 weeks of off time for the NASCAR Cup Series, okay? And yeah, woe is me, first world problems. From a media standpoint, it's awesome too, because we know what the 800-pound gorilla is when we do Speed Freaks. Granted, we cover all motorsports, but we know the one that punches tickets, and that's NASCAR. And when NASCAR has the weekend off, we'll probably take the weekend off too. Right?
Yes, the problem.
Oh,
okay.
Hell.
There is a problem to this.
Yeah.
And it's, I see that actually there are some people already chiming in. They know exactly what this problem is. And I appreciate that they noticed it as quickly as we did. Yes, the Easter weekend off, that should be off. To be honest, like Graham Rahal told us maybe a month or so ago, 4th of July should be off for everybody because, damn it, everybody should be on a beach drinking beer and shooting off fireworks. We all should be able to have that weekend off. NASCAR is taking another weekend off in August, which is amazing, but why then? Why then? Because you still have a captive audience in summer. The NFL hasn't started yet. Why are you taking off then, even though it did work during the Olympic break, which was just divine? Why are you taking off then when you could take off in September before the playoffs start and NFL is kicking off and everybody's eyeballs are going to the NFL? Just food for thought.
Yeah, I'm honestly, like, after we saw the ratings for the Daytona race, or sorry, not the Daytona race, Richmond race on Saturday night on USA Network on cable. 1.9 million people?
1.4.
Yeah. Well under 2 million people tuned in to watch a Saturday night race. And a lot of NASCAR fans were like, oh, why don't we get more Saturday night races? That's why, because nobody was going to watch. I told you that last week on this very show on Wednesday.
Yep.
What did I say? I came on here and I said, oh, nobody's going to watch that because they're going to be tuning in watching NFL preseason football. And that's what you get. Like, nobody watches on Saturday nights. And it's the same thing on Sunday during the NFL season. You're just not going to get the eyeballs that you are if you try and end your season early. And unfortunately for NASCAR, it doesn't seem like they're ever going to change that in terms of shortening the season and getting it done by early September, even though that would be smart on their part.
So. Or at least, yeah, in consideration of your off week, why August? Why not September?
Mm-hmm. Well, and we asked a higher-up NASCAR executive earlier this week, face-to-face, about the season, and he jokingly said, we're not going to shorten the season because that means shorter paychecks. But we said, what about shorter races? And his eyeballs lit up. He goes, yeah.
I think everybody in the industry, except for the executives, want shorter races. Yes.
So a lot of things to decipher with this schedule, Freak Nation, for many reasons. But me in particular, nothing jumped out at me that was just like, holy crap. And last Sunday night, Cole and Cody were talking about this, how we had heard that Dover was going to be the all-star race and not a points race. So that didn't come as a surprise to me because I'd already known about it. But I also think that the reality of, wow, this all-star race is going to be during the damn day, which is just different, right?
The whole thing with all-star games, whether it's football or baseball or NASCAR, is that they've been at night.
Yeah,
it's part of the party.
I'm trying to remember the last time NASCAR did in a day or an afternoon all-star. I'm pretty sure they did it back in like the 1980s when the Winston first became a thing. That used to run during the day, right? But other than that, yeah, it's always been a night thing. So that just tells me they're just like, they just want to get it done and over with. And they want to keep the ownership group of Dover Motor Speedway happy. And that's pretty much all they're doing. But going back to what you were saying about what stood out to me is the 10 playoff races we're getting next year in 2026. 9 of the 10 tracks are exactly the same. The only change made is that Homestead is in as the finale and New Hampshire is out, and it's happening earlier in the season. So that's wild to me that NASCAR, as much as fans bitch about the playoffs and bitch, I think NASCAR could help themselves a little bit there and make more changes to the playoff schedule. However, I don't know, is that maybe just a weather thing? That they only way they can't go to some of these other tracks in November and October?
with the threat of weather.
Yeah,
New Hampshire is definitely a weather
like
thing.
We were talking to Humphrey again at Phoenix Raceway, and he said the same thing. It was like, that's, you can only put the Phoenix race either in March or April or in October or November. You can't do it any time else during the year.
Which is the problems that IndyCar is facing
put
right now.
Put a roof on your racetracks, NASCAR. Then you can do whatever you want.
Can you imagine Phoenix with a roof? At the very least, cover the grandstands a little bit more, even though they are shaded, and then put misters out there.
Rain tires at Phoenix, baby. Come on.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard this, and I need to pull it back up. But, yeah, with the schedule coming out this week, fans are in an uproar. They're happy that Chicagoland is back, but they're pissed. Have you guys seen this? They are pissed that Kentucky is not on, at least not, so it's not on the NASCAR schedule, and so far it's not on the IndyCar schedule. Oh. Have you seen this?
Nope.
30 people have been arrested after officials say influencers broke into Kentucky Speedway and posted videos to social media. The sheriff emphasized that the Kentucky Speedway is private property, and it's not abandoned, even though it looks like it. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah. That was just recently. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw those videos on TikTok. That was wild.
Now, were any of these influencers wearing any garb that suggested that IndyCar might be returning?
IndyCar garb. It'd be great. I mean, IndyCar's known for hiring influencers over these last couple of years to make a statement at races. I hope that that's what they did. Because, IndyCar fans want Kentucky back.
Freak Nation, we got so much to talk about regarding this schedule. We want your take. Be sure to chat with us on YouTube, Freak Nation, at Official Speed Freaks. Coming up next, we'll hear from Ross Chastain, Austin Cindric, about this 2026 NASCAR Cup Series schedule. More Freaks coming up. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
General Tire delivers.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
Since 2022, the Enjoy Illinois 300 and Worldwide Technology Raceway has been nothing short of spectacular. Side-by-side racing, intense battles, flare tempers. It's now the second race of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. All the excitement and the added drama of championship elimination. Go fast or go home. Get your tickets now at WWTRaceway.com. Sponsored by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Nation, do the smart thing, man. Go to lucasoil.com and check out a line of products to keep all of your rides fat and happy. That's lucasoil.com. Two-wheel, an F-150. What about your RV? Lucas Oil's got it. Go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com.
You know who was camping this past week? And I wonder if he's doing it this weekend. Daniel Suarez. He and his buddies were camping in these vans because Richmond was a Saturday night race, so they spent Sunday, Monday in vans by a river. That's just
come
bitching.
On. You just didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
In a van down by the river.
Yes, that is precisely what they were doing. Volkswagen vans? It looked fun.
Those new Volkswagen vans that are freaking spiffy?
No, they look pretty old. They look classic.
Hey, real quick here. Cody, get yourself on camera there, Skipjack. I'm not going to put you on the spot. All right.
Until I do.
Yeah.
That's just what Kenny does.
I thought Crasher was going to bring this up about the August schedule. Oh. And, of course, Cody being the dirt devil that he is. I saw this on Twitter. I didn't even think about mentioning this. But, Cody, you're right. Do you think NASCAR put the schedule out to F with Kyle Larson? And why would you say that? I don't hear you, Skippy. Bring your volume up. Is your volume up?
Yeah, so basically, Knoxville Nationals has had an open Saturday night over the last several years, but not this year?
No, they race on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Or no, yes, they've raced on Sunday normally. So he make the Saturday Knoxville Nationals every year for the last 10 years, but this will be the first year he's not going to make it.
Oof, talking about 2026 because of the new schedule coming out. That's what I meant to. Wow.
Yes.
So you think that there's a little dig at Kyle Larson there?
I mean, they already made one rule about him, didn't they?
Right. Well, would you consider this schedule the SVG schedule?
Oh, it's only one road course down from 2025.
Okay.
He'll still get his four
wins.
Right.
Listen, Kyle Larson rule, the SVG rule.
If he goes out and he wins, so there's five. If he goes out and wins 3 out of 5 again next year, 2027, they're dropping it all the way down to 2.
Yeah, the only thing we got is a Charlotte Roble, dog.
Listen, NASCAR drivers, step up your game. Just because he comes in and dominates you doesn't mean you can't learn the craft like he has. This is such a stupid excuse. The SVG rule. Guess you've got 36 freaking weekends. 38 if you include the Clash and the freaking All-Star ridiculousness. So step up your game, NASCAR drivers. Get better at driving. How about that? I know it's coming from a stupid person behind a mic. But all these other series, they get road courses, they get street circuits, and they do just fine. And SVG comes over here and embarrasses your asses, and you say, we can't do this many road courses. Yes, you can. Yes, you can just get better at your craft. Ovals, I get how different they are. I'm not saying that ovals are just one discipline. Nope. You've got short, you've got a dog leg at Phoenix, you've got pavement and asphalt and concrete and all this different stuff. I get it. But be better at road courses. The best drivers in the world can do everything.
That a girl.
Amen.
Crash Gladys, Richard C. Suave, Cole. Man down here in the Freak Nation. But Cody's here, and yours truly, Kenny Sargent. Chime in at Official Speed Freaks on your take with this 2026 NASCAR Cup Series schedule. Who do we have lined up first there, Cody? All right, let's go with Austin Cindric. We caught up with Austin Cindric earlier and asked him about a number of things. One in particular was this 2026 schedule. And really, not to my surprise, he brings up his favorite thing. Is it not an oval, not Daytona, not Talladega, not a road course.
But reality.
Yes, reality as a person that likes to look at himself at his home more than 2 weekends out of the year. Here's Austin Cindric here in the Freak Nation. Schedule us out for 2026. Give me one or two highlights or maybe lowlights that you see with the schedule for next year in the Cup Series.
Gosh, I I hate to sound like this is number one, but number one is two off weeks. That's
yes.
Badass. We need one in the middle of summer. You think about it. We've been racing since Easter, which I love. I love that. But God, it is a grind for everybody involved, and you know a lot of people that I work with, all our families, and you know those things are you know very important to have a little bit of that time off. So I think that's big for the whole industry to have that. But you know I think some of the fun with you know the race on the naval base will be really cool, and you know North Wilkesboro getting a you know a points race. I think that's been earned, so should be a lot of fun.
Are you a fan of more road courses, or would you like to see them whittle it down to maybe four?
I think there's a balance for sure, and I know the conversations come up more, you know, with Shane's success. I mean, I feel like that should be, you know, celebrated more than, you know, maybe criticized as far as taking tracks off the schedule. But I think if we should go to road courses, we need to go to tracks that suit our cars, because there are some tracks that don't suit our cars. If I'm being honest, just I mean our cars are not very nimble, right? You know, they're high horsepower, heavy. You know, they do promote some sort of tire fall off. I know we talk about that a lot, but you know, also we can get very physical. Whereas, like if you watch an IndyCar race, they're not going to get that physical. They might get a little physical, but not compared to what we do lap after lap. So I think we need to go to circuits that are that complement our cars more than just destinations. Speaking as like a purist and a race fan, but I know it's more than just that.
Meanwhile, the trucks are going to be racing on the streets of St. Pete with IndyCar. Speaking of what suits, it might not suit the trucks, those narrow streets of St. Pete, but I'm dying to watch it.
Well, yeah, I guess I didn't look at the truck schedule. That's awesome. I got to figure out what weekend that is. St. Pete's like one of my favorite road courses, so I would love to be able to do that. That's I'd also say that St. Pete's one of the widest street courses that I've been. So because it uses the first half of the lap as the landing strip.
Right.
It's a small one, but still pretty big as far as cars go. So but that would be really cool. I didn't know that.
Austin Cendrick here in the Freak Nation Lucas Oil Studios. Crasher, he's music to your ears when it comes to road courses.
Yes, and I like what one of our listeners, one of our viewers, has posted here. How about Penske Austin Cendrick? Rumor going to race at Adelaide Supercars, their finale, November 27th through the 30th. I like that rumor. Bring him over to Australia. Have him do the old SVG route. Have him do the old Scott McLaughlin route. I like it.
You know, he's not wrong when he says, let's go to tracks that are more suitable to our race car. But at the same time, that's part of being a race car driver, is being able to adapt to things that don't necessarily fit you. It's like, you know what? We don't have a third down and 30 play with 1 minute to go and we're down by 6 points in our rep. Yeah, you do. Cowboys, Patriots. I saw, Cody, you were shaking your head. What other road course would you insert in there for the big boy stock car series?
Honestly, I don't know what I would replace,
right?
Or what I would put in, but
because Mexico, I'm not saying replace it with Mexico, but I'm saying Mexico seem, again, I'm looking at it from street level because I'm there, but from you guys who watched it on TV, did that look too tight?
No. Just many of the drivers had not been on it before, and SVG said, got you.
Right. We caught up with Ross Chastain, and it was an early interview with him at Phoenix Raceway. He started doing hits pretty freaking early that morning, and we spent some good time with him. We'll have the full interview up on our YouTube page at Official Speed Freaks coming up later. But Ross Chastain, when we asked him about the 2026 schedule. We asked you about the schedule, and I was kind of taken aback by it. We said, I really haven't looked at it too much. Are you honest about that? Isn't that like the first thing you want to see is the schedule? When I have my days off, and when's my favorite track coming up?
They had us up at 4:15 this morning here, and on camera at 5:15. So
forgive me for not digging into social media yet. They just released the thing. I've seen some hypothetical schedules, so I have a working knowledge, and I saw like the trucks are going to St. Pete for the Fox stuff with IndyCar and everything, and our All-Star race being at Dover, that's going to be neat. But nope, that's next year's problem. I got a lot of stuff to work on this year. I still got to figure out where I'm going next week.
Ross Chastain here in the Freak Nation talking about, well, a whole lot of something, talking about running in San Diego, the patriotism of running in NASCAR. Coming up next, Freak Nation, we'll talk about Daytona and what that means to these NASCAR Cup Series drivers. AJ Allmendinger on these huge ovals, Talladega, Daytona. We'll talk to Austin Cindric about that. And again, the NASCAR Truck Series running on the streets of St. Pete. That's next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Whatever you do, General Tire delivers.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Since 2022, the Enjoy Illinois 300 and Worldwide Technology Raceway has been nothing short of spectacular. Side-by-side racing, intense battles, flare tempers. It's now the second race of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. All the excitement and the added drama of championship elimination. Go fast or go home. Get your tickets now at WWTRaceway.com. Sponsored by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers.
And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, this segment brought to you by our good friends at General Tire, man. It's still crap hot out there for a lot of you folks, so make sure you're rolling on a new set of General Tires. Either that or follow us on Twitter, where you can beat the freaks for a chance of General Tires. For more information, go to generaltire.com. That's generaltire.com. One of the road courses that I thought about, and again, Crash reminded me why I don't remember NASCAR running there, because it was on July 4th weekend, and I don't turn on a whole lot of TV on July 4th weekend because I'm sitting at the beach either passed out because it's crap hot in the beach and drunk.
Oh, that's why you're okay, you got the second part in.
And again, NASCAR running at Road America 3 years ago, was it?
See, clearly.
COVID, yeah. Yeah, 2020. Yeah, I think 2020 was the last time.
No. Tyler Reddick won in 23 at Road
look
America.
It up. Look
yeah.
it up.
Yeah.
Look it up, Richard.
Looking it up.
Why not Road America? No. Why not Mid-Ohio?
Did we ever get a clear understanding of why the Cup Series left Road America in Wisconsin? Because I think that was fine. I think 22. That was excellent.
2021, 2022.
Okay. So I was a year off. Okay. And Reddick won in 22?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think NASCAR has even considered running at Barber, given the fact they've got two races in Alabama already?
Oh, that could be why they don't.
What
even
if you
consider.
Pull one from Talladega?
No. Well, we do talk about no track needs 2 days. And then all of a sudden, Talladega, I'm like, no. You're probably right. Yeah. Right? It's Barber and Talladega are what, 20 minutes from each other? So.
A little further than that, but yes, they're about three iron.
Three iron.
Yeah.
You see signs for both as you're going to each one. So, yeah.
You also see a few signs off the freeway there that you don't see in other parts of the country. Hey-o! How's it going, Freak Nation? Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and of course, Facebook, okay. Man. Be sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube page. If you miss any of the shows, you go to, again, Official Speed Freaks on YouTube, or Mondays, every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, you can catch Speed Freaks on Racer. Hey, man, Daytona was this weekend, but more importantly, the NASCAR Truck Series running at St. Pete for the 2026 season.
I love it.
It already looks strange to me because I'm picturing it of these trucks coming down the runway and then that hard right. Is Ben Rhodes, is he already gnawing at the bit to take out four or five trucks going into turn one? Right?
Because you go from wide to narrow. So that's just what, it's what we come to see. That was like the old Cleveland of old in the 90s. Right. Loved it.
And we're familiar, Crasher. How many times we saw the NASCAR Truck Series run at Texas Motor Speedway on Friday night, then the IndyCar Series would run there on Saturday night. So it's if you're not familiar with how the NASCAR Truck Series used to piggyback with the IndyCar Series, well, they've been doing that for a couple of decades. So seeing them on a road course is pretty freaking badass. I'm curious if you think this is a test, Richie, Crasher, if this is a test for NASCAR to see if this might be something they do in the future with the Cup Series. At St. Pete.
I don't think it's a test at NASCAR. I'm looking at, it's not a test for NASCAR.
That's the first thing I thought of, Kenny, was this is, they want to do something bigger, but they didn't have the time or they couldn't figure the scheduling out, et cetera, and this is what we're going to get for now. And Crash, do you remember about a month ago or so, we brought up on the show how that NASCAR and IndyCar were talking about doing a race in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons that was rumored, I think it was Nathan Brown that reported this, that IndyCar wasn't interested in doing it, was because they didn't want to play second fiddle to the NASCAR Cup Series.
Mm,
Yes. So that's the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, we're not going to get a Cup Series race. So we're going to get their third tier series. So IndyCar gets the spotlight.
It's still our weekend, IndyCar. But no, the reason I'm shaking my head, Kenny, is because I don't think it's a test for NASCAR. NASCAR's already done a doubleheader with IndyCar. We were loving it when they doubled up at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. But I think this is a test for Fox. Fox seeing how they can spread a TV crew or double up a TV crew on one weekend with two different series that are features for their network. I think this is a test for Fox, and I'm still not putting away for good the Richmond rumor that I heard and NASCAR and IndyCar doubling up on the Oval. And yes, that was for the Cup Series in 2027. I'm pushing that rumor off a year since it didn't come out for 2026. I don't think it just came out of thin air. So yeah, maybe this is a test for Fox. And then if Fox figures it out, then it'll be Cup and IndyCar for the next year.
Listen, there's a lot of variables here, and we've been preaching this since day one, where we talk about motorsport series piggybacking each other. Mm-hmm. And it took them, what, Crasher, 22 years to finally NASCAR and IndyCar to double up at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Yes. On the freaking road course.
Yes.
But stranger things have happened. They dump COTA, and they insert St. Pete for a road course. And Fox, listen, Fox owns a third of IndyCar. They say, IndyCar, you're going to race Saturday afternoon at St. Pete and crush it. And then Sunday, the Cup Series is going to run at St. Pete. Because didn't you see those NASCAR trucks and that race? That was bananas. It's fantastic. Teed it up for the Cup Series to get there in 2027.
Not happening.
That'd be cool, man.
Cup guys aren't going to go to St. Pete. I'm still holding it at an oval. I'm still holding out for a Phoenix doubleheader or a Richmond doubleheader, but I think it's going to be Richmond 27.
When was it that you said that Danica Patrick's not going to go to NASCAR?
Oh, stop it! 20...
When was that?
08? I don't remember. I swore she wasn't going.
I should have waited. She would go to NASCAR.
Her dad hates NASCAR. Well, he still does, but yeah, no. Nope. Sorry. I whiffed on that one big time.
Hey, in this current state of affairs, not just in this country, but in this world, absolutely nothing surprises me. Zero.
2020 taught us that.
Yes.
COVID taught us that.
Which is unfortunate, okay. Because you like surprises. Maybe that's the problem with this freaking schedule for me. We put that schedule up. Cody, do we have the interstitial? Maybe that's the problem for me. It's like, okay. Well, they got a road course up in Bakersfield. Cool. Right. It's like so much that just, it doesn't surprise me now. There wasn't a freaking earth-shattering change. I think maybe the first thing that caught my eye outside of the 2 weeks off was moving Watkins Glen to May. They could have weather issues at Watkins Glen in May, man.
Oh. Well, apparently there are a lot of fans pissed off about Watkins Glen. That's going to be interesting. Some people may need snow tires to get there.
You've got Watkins Glen in May, and is it just Cole and Cody, the fact that if they could give birth, they would give birth to Miles the Monster? Mm-hmm. Is it just the fact that you guys are pissed off that it's not a points race, Cody? That Dover is now one of the most popular races on the circuit, the All-Star Race?
I'm going to advocate for it,
okay.
Getting a points race because of the history. I don't know what Cole would say about it exactly, but I just like the monster.
But so what does it matter, though? It's going to be a day race. They're racing on your track. You get to see the freaking balls and all of Miles. What does it matter?
The All-Star Race sucks.
I think that's your problem. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because there's no points available.
But it's still an event. Let's look at it from a track promoter standpoint.
It's not an event. Not Marcus, anymore.
Well, it's an event. I mean, if you cut down to
the they chase, want it. That's the problem. They want it to be an event, but as Cole mentioned this as well, it's not. All-Stars aren't events anymore. They're just like, okay, cool. we move on.
So even with like the pit stop competitions and I mean, please, I'm not a fan of doing the pit stop thing in the middle of the race to change things. Oh, no, that was qualifying, wasn't it? Qualifying was kind of
nobody's going to show up to this, dude.
You know, you really don't think so. The one and only date of the week of the year.
North Wilkesboro was different because it was the shine of North Wilkesboro being back. I can't speak. Being back, and it was only fits like 20,000 people. That's it. It's a little tiny little place in the middle of nowhere, and people want to feel that nostalgia again. But for a Dover race that is non-points paying, Nobody's going to show up to that.
Well, let me throw this in there, Richard C. Suave. You showed me, just as Ben Kennedy was wrapping up his press conference this morning, going over detail by detail with the 2026 NASCAR Cup Series race, he said in that press conference that the playoffs, what I'm trying to say here, Richie, the way to get into the playoffs,
he was asked specifically.
It's still open for interpretation.
He was asked specifically about the format for 2026. And Cody, if you put that graphic back on the screen for the NASCAR Cup Series, and the way it lists is it stays the same, where there's a round of 16, a round of 12, round of 8, round of, and then the championship 4. He was asked specifically about this, and he was like, hey, does that mean that we're not going to get any changes? And Ben Kennedy said, and I wish we had the damn video, NASCAR, but they didn't get it to us in time. He basically said, nothing to announce today. I know there were conversations as early as a couple days ago on what the future of the playoff format looks like. What I would say, though, is we want to make sure that we take the time to do it right, that we collect as much information as we can. We want to be thoughtful and diligent about it. He said that there's nothing to announce yet. And there's just been meetings and fan feedback. But he did not say specifically that this format, as we know it in 2025, is staying the same for 2026. He kept that wide ass open for NASCAR to make changes.
All right, we got to take a break. But NASCAR is so hell-bent in keeping this all-star race. I'm going to tell you why they put Dover as the all-star race next year.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Since 2022, the Enjoy Illinois 300 and Worldwide Technology Raceway has been nothing short of spectacular. Side-by-side racing, intense battles, flared tempers. It's now the second race of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. All the excitement and the added drama of championship elimination. Go fast or go home. Get your tickets now at WWTRaceway.com. Sponsored by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
Summer is finally here. Cookouts, pool parties, and rising gas prices. Time to start using Lucas Fuel Treatment. Lucas Fuel Treatment improves mileage, increases power, and lowers emissions. It's a virtual tune-up in a bottle. Just pour it directly into the tank for a dramatic improvement in the performance of your vehicle. Good for gas and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. Get it now at your local auto parts store.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for 2 decades.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, coming up in moments, I'm going to share with you why I think NASCAR is putting the All-Star race at Dover next year. I think they're teeing it up for something special, and I'll share that with you coming up in moments. But, man, you guys are going off on our YouTube chat. Richie?
Yeah, I want to go to this specific comment from Old Man Racing on YouTube. Shout out to Old Man Racing, who I agree with this. He says, the only way Dover becomes an event is if the last portion of the race is run in the opposite direction. And there's only a 10-minute break to set up the cars. That would be fun and interesting, and that would make it, you know, watchable, maybe. Blake also chiming in, talking about the schedules, which is mostly what we've been talking about on this show. There will never be a perfect schedule, but other than Watkins Glen, I don't mind it this year. He says he's only 2 hours from Joliet. So he gets to go. Blake gets to go hang out on July 4th weekend at Chicagoland, baby. Now that is an event. Chicagoland, July 4th weekend. Nothing says America like going back to a racetrack that they abandoned. For a reason, because the racing was terrible. But no, we're going to go back there on July 4th weekend. How long do you think that's going to last?
Richie, I can tell you this.
Not long.
For all the wrong reasons, I'm looking forward to that race.
So you can take the weekend off.
Exactly. No. So, yeah. True. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, just we don't work July 4th.
To hear people go, you miss a street course yet? You
yes.
True. Interesting. You know what, though? Thank you, NASCAR, for flooding that track with $4 million+, because eventually IndyCar will maybe go back there. And you know what? You guys putting all that money in it, IndyCar fans appreciate it.
Yeah, baby.
I'm getting an Blake is offering to come with me as a guest in a suite at Chicago next year.
Let's make as it long happen. As it's in a suite.
It's in a suite. Then let's go. Come on.
Hope then you to, won't be hope pitting out.
The, hope you got all the Busch Light, all the brews as well.
Hey, look, man, we didn't talk about this. We got some good friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts, with them now being the sponsor for the second-tier series. That's the old Xfinity series.
Maybe Busch can... series, if you're old school
exactly.
Like me.
Oh, yeah. Grand National, Grand which National. Is super oh! old school.
It's even older.
All right, so hear me out. And again, one of the hardest nails shots I've called in our 25 years was, and I think it was a year and a half, Crasher, or maybe even 2 years out, I said, this is what's going to happen. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, right.
Will call the Indy 500.
You did.
What? Nah, that's stupid. He's not going to be down.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way they're going to do that. What sense does that make, aside from massive fandom?
Right. Well, 2 years later, he's calling the Indy 500. Mm-hmm.
That was wild. It was so wild.
I think that NASCAR is so freaking hell-bent to keep this all-star race that they're teeing it up for not just these new rules that they may establish by the end of this year, Richie. No, by the end of next year, right?
For playoffs you're talking about?
Playoffs, yeah. Because Kennedy's talking about 2026.
Talking about 2026, yes.
Changes could still be made.
I'm thinking, and we talked about this, how bitching was it when the American League and National League were playing for home field advantage?
I hated it.
In the...
But I get your point. In the All-Star game.
In the All-Star game.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What if NASCAR says, you know what, they're skipjacks? $1 million for the winner. And it's not a points race, but the winner gets into the playoffs.
Oh, actually.
Right.
That makes you want to watch.
The winner, not second, not third, but the winner collects $1 million and gets a slot into the playoffs.
Okay, real quick. Not every driver races the All-Star race.
They could change the G-damn rules, Crasher.
They could.
That's part, okay. That's part of it, is they let them know. January of 2026, this is what Dover's going to be, you bastards. So not only do you want to try and kick some ass to make it into the Dover All-Star race, depending on how we bend the rules, they know well ahead of time that, wow, really? If I win this All-Star race, I'm in the playoffs? Because I just don't think they want to get rid of it. They don't want to get rid of this All-Star race, and they need to make it significant because right now it blows.
I love that idea. Right? But you have to make it eligible for everybody. And that, so
then you start racing in February.
Would that technically be an All-Star?
Crasher, right now, Cody Ware could be in the playoffs.
Hell yeah. Right. Give it to me. Make it happen.
Right.
Right.
But he's not in the All-Star race. Let's just be honest. So somehow he would still have to be eligible for the All-Star race. Unless you do this bizarre series of qualifying so that everybody gets a chance at qualifying, but they literally only cap it at 25 drivers or whatever. I don't know. At least everybody has a shot.
Telling you, Freak Nation, that something's in the works.
It's better than
with this All-Star
now.
Race.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it'd be kind of lame if they say the winner gets the pole of whatever the next race is after Denton. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right?
But it matters if the winner gets something significant.
Yeah.
Fans don't give a crap about money. So, yay, $1 million that you split with the crew and then pay taxes on. So, it's technically only about $250,000 that you go home with. Yeah.
John Ray checking in on the chat. Official Speed Freaks on YouTube says, who's filling your head with these ideas? NASCAR?
Oh, stop it. No. No. Does he not like that idea?
Seemingly no.
I guess not.
Why?
I think it's a good idea.
It would satisfy the freaking butthurt Codys and Coles of the world that think Dover, the insignificance of an All-Star race, just like they're so disappointed. But if Dover means something, like you win and you're freaking in, bruh.
I like it. I like it. The other suggestion that Blake threw out there was that, say, you've already won a race, and then if you win the All-Star and you've already won a race, you get a bye into the next round.
No.
What?
You're already in, and you win that race. You get to choose what driver you give that free pass to.
Oh, my God.
Okay, no. No.
So if Chase Elliott's already won a race, and then Chase Elliott goes out and wins the All-Star race, he says, Ryan Blaney, you're not in.
Can you imagine?
Would that be awesome?
Can you imagine? Now, there's your reality show, NASCAR. Yes. So they're like, it's like Big Brother, right? Is that the name of the show, right? And you stick everybody in the house, and then you make
Sex Island. What is it now? What's the big one? Love Island?
Sex Island. Whatever, yeah. Oh, hot new bombshell enters the villa, and it's Chase Elliott. And he's like... And he's the head of household, and he's the one that gets to choose. And so you throw all the contestants into a house for a week during the NASCAR off week, and that's your reality show, NASCAR, and they have to vie for that bye into the playoffs for that Chase Elliott chooses.
So all the winners leading up to the Dover All-Star race, if this comes to fruition, everybody's got to be positioning to those winners just in case they win. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Kyle Busch and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. could be pals, right?
Oh.
Won't you tell you about my best friend? Don't
act like... That was me. I sent him Omaha Steaks. Oh, I know, but I sent him a lottery ticket that paid off.
So silly.
We've said it for 25 years. It just has to matter. It has to freaking matter. And I know a lot of folks say, no more gimmicks. Sports is gimmicks. Sports is a gimmick. If you really want to cut it down to the chase, sports is a gimmick. You run a straight line. Oh, and then you're going to jump over something that's called a hurdle. That's a gimmick. Oh, and then you're going to run. Oh, you're going to jump over a bar 7 feet two. That's a gimmick. Suppose it's just going, I'm going to run and just jump on the sand. It's a gimmick, man.
Oh, that's long jump.
Right? Wow.
I like it. I haven't bought into the buy scenario, but I love the win and you're in scenario. Mm-hmm. But everybody has to be eligible, so that's where the challenge is.
Crasher, everybody's eligible the first race of the season, Daytona. That's where you start. You know ahead of time that you've got to meet this certain criteria to be in the All-Star
race. So points of the season leading up to Dover would be your eligibility into the All-Star race, however, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
And I kind of like the freaking Love Island or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
Freaking Big Brother, man.
Yeah, come on.
So you could see freaking Kyle Larson and freaking Carson Hocevar bro-hugging.
Hocevar and Stenhouse, like you said already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got beef. Put them in a house together.
Oh, it'd be the trifecta. It'd be Hocevar, Stenhouse Jr., and Bush. All living in the same bungalow.
Who comes out alive?
That's me. Why you watch this, Freak Nation. More freaks next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Here's to the Dream Chasers, the Glass Ceiling Breakers, the Minivan Mothers, the Schedule Jugglers, and Everyday All-Stars. At the top of their game, we see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Breaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive style. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Since 2022, the Enjoy Illinois 300 and Worldwide Technology Raceway has been nothing short of spectacular. Side-by-side racing, intense battles, flared tempers. It's now the second race of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. All the excitement and the added drama of championship elimination. Go fast or go home. Get your tickets now at WWTRaceway.com. Sponsored by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio. Redefined.
Austin Dillon.
Final time, there's the contact!
Boom!
Is everybody going to come to the house afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are they going to come?
Yes.
There we go. So if Ace Man says everybody can come party tonight, I guess it'll happen.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, you don't remember anything after 40. Like, you're just literally just walking around like a fish.
You know what? I'm very comfortable wearing this. And, you know, if you think I'm a so well.
Try again. Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Freak Nation, coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes, we're going to start our interview with Will Power. Crasher and I had a chance to catch up with the two-time IndyCar Series champion, Indy 500 champion, and a dude that has no idea if he's going to be running with Roger Penske next year. It's been a large controversy over the last month or so, and we spend a lot of time with this guy, and I don't want you to miss this interview for this second hour here in the Freak Nation. And Crasher, we briefly touched on it last hour about the Mount Rushmore for IndyCar mm-hmm. for you. But quickly, one thing we didn't talk about was the NASCAR schedule allegedly supposed to be released this week, right? Richie, is that what you're hearing, my friend?
That's correct, if you listen to the internet.
Because mm-hmm. the internet's always right.
Mm-hmm. And will we find out if Dover is only an all-star race and not a points race? Man, Colt, he seemed grit his teeth.
Man, getting hot over here.
How many NASCAR tracks will have Richmond success with one date only? That's intriguing to me.
Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Were you alluding to something there? Richmond? What are you hearing, Crasher?
Richmond as a doubleheader.
Whoa, of two NASCAR races.
Hey, Fox wants an oval before the Indy 500. Fans want an oval before the Indy 500. We know that this new executive team has been talking to Richmond, talking to Phoenix, potentially other ovals. And a little birdie may have thrown out that, hey, over this Richmond weekend, is Richmond in? Is Fox pushing for a doubleheader weekend at Richmond the beginning of May? NASCAR, IndyCar, there's your oval before the 500. Mm-hmm. Both on Fox at the same time. Never say never.
Fox owns a third of IndyCar, Freak Nation, or Penske Entertainment. And we know that they broadcast the first half of the NASCAR series. Makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. Something we've been clamoring for 25 freaking years, you happy bastards.
Well, we loved it. We loved it at Indy. Yeah. But yeah, let's do it at Richmond now. I'm all for it.
Freak Nation, Will Power, unlike you've ever seen this guy. And there's 45 minutes of the guy. We'll have it up on our YouTube page, the full unedited version of Will Power. We had to break this down to 30, 25 minutes, man. We're going to kick it off a portion of it this first segment, then 2 and 3 of this hour. I've never done this for Speed Freaks in 25 years, but going back and listening to this interview, I just from time to time, I'm going, oh. And we start off the interview where he doesn't know we're rolling. And I thought, let's just go with it.
I know whether I'm trying to work out whether it's all the crashes or it's actually just age. And when I speak to her brothers, they're like, no, it's age. Like, I don't know what I'm doing minute to minute already. Because they're sort of, I've got a couple of older brothers and one that's also in his 40s, younger. But yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, you don't remember anything after 40. Like, you're just literally just walking around like a fish.
Like a fish.
Well, and I, again, having Henley at an older stage of my life, the energy and brain waves she sucks out of my head, you can just blame it on Bo.
Yes, no, it's like, oh, man, I got to get back to, like, doing some sort of, like, yeah, memory test, memory training or something. I think, like, you're in school, you're doing schoolwork, and sometimes I have to try remember how to spell things, which is crazy. Like, really basic stuff. Like, how do you actually spell the – I was like, is the E before the H? I just can't remember.
I was going to go with more complicated words like chicane. You know.
Yeah, sometimes a real basic one, like, is that how you spell ow? Like, is it O-U-R, is it? Or is it O-A-R? I can't. Yeah.
Can you spell Penske?
No, I can definitely spell Penske. Yeah. But I don't want to, don't put me on the spot. I can't. Here we go. Is this the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought we'd start rolling.
Is this the thing?
Are we like, this is what's going out? Oh my God. Yeah. I'm definitely not big, not with this stuff going out. Yeah. I won't be racing next year. I mean, there you go. He's got no memories. He's been on a binge of green tea. Yeah.
No, hold on. If this is going to go to air, I don't know where we're going to cut this interview, but let's, truth be told, it's all good. Truth be told, you are a student of the sport. You talk about your memory. We joke about that.
I don't think
there's anybody, there's a reason why you and Scott Dixon are at the top of the list for everything in IndyCar. You both study the sport. You take a win, you come home, you dissect it. You take last year's race, the year before that, you find the faults in it, you dissect it and figure out how to be better at that same track the next year. I don't think people are fully aware of that. And, you know, you could throw out your age. That's such an old white dude way of thinking of, he's old, he's mid-40s. Yet you're at the top of your game because you never stop studying. Let's get that out there more.
No, that is exactly right. I've never stopped working hard at this, and I still am. I'm still learning. It's crazy after this many years that you are still picking stuff up and just – I think at this point, it just gets more intricate, the little details that you're able to feel and the inputs in the car, just the smallest of things that you would never have thought about. It's just that you've had so much time in it. I reckon any musician or anyone that has been doing their craft for that long would feel the same. I went and saw Louis C.K. the other night and just an incredible, and that is just experience of a guy that has been doing that craft for that long. So whatever the discipline is, you know, once you get over 20 years of it, man, you know, you really, especially 20 years of the same car, the same car, same tire, and, you know, you're really finding little things that you never would have thought of, you know, in the early days. So I love it. I'm what you call a racing nerd, you know. I still feel like I'm in my 20s the way I approach it.
Well, it's interesting you say that. As the time has gone on, has it become easier to tear down your faults in a certain race and be able to make them better by the next weekend? Has that whole process just become more seamless, which is why you're so damn good?
Well, I would say the process of understanding where you're struggling, you know, on a race weekend has, you know, really been streamlined, being able to go out there and execute that. All those little details. I think the biggest gain for me over this time is my mental game, how good I am mentally. just, you know, and that is not just, you know, meant, I think just in life you get better. You just understand life a lot, lot better by the time you're in your 40s. And, yeah, that is, and that plays into, you know, how you emotionally take any ups and downs. I think you're just way more stable in that respect. And, but also just, you know, how you deal with these high pressure situations. You know, I was leading with a lot of pressure at the end of that race, and I was very calm. I was in a place that I've been so many times before, and in a place I enjoy. And yeah, you know, you're just less prone to mistakes because of that, the way you are, the way, you know, mentally you are in those situations.
There's things going in the IndyCar series right now that some drivers are upset at some of the younger drivers because they feel like there's some aggressive driving going on. And arguably, you can make an argument for either side. Who's the aggressor on either side of the equation here? Do you feel like there maybe needs to be some sort of a come to Jesus meeting of the veterans and the young guys, or is this just part of the sport?
The series is at a level where, you know, it's, I would say, this is what I'd say, that the toughest, the thing that is most effective to stop someone driving in a way that's, you know, probably overly aggressive or has many incidents, is being called out in a driver meeting by his peers, by his fellow drivers. That puts a lot of pressure on a driver to know that, hey, all those, everyone around you thinks that you're, you know, you know, Kyle Novak can say it, Max Pappas, you know, these guys that are in race control. But when all your fellow drivers say you're too aggressive, man, that he gets called out sort of in the forum of everyone sitting together, I've noticed that is very effective. You know, it's because you're always looking for approval from all your peers. I mean, that's competition. That's in life. So when you're called out, you really think about it. You really think, well, what's everyone think of me? You know, because I want respect in the paddock. Yeah, and but I don't want the opposite, where everyone thinks, you know, I'm a wanker.
Freak Nation, and it gets even better. We set the record straight with Roger Penske, ups and downs of dealing with issues outside the track and his acting career, and would he do a nudie scene with Margot Robbie? It's all coming up. Part two with Will Power. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Whatever you do, General Tire delivers.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
Since 2022, the Enjoy Illinois 300 and Worldwide Technology Raceway has been nothing short of spectacular. Side-by-side racing, intense battles, flared tempers. It's now the second race of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. All the excitement and the added drama of championship elimination. Go fast or go home. Get your tickets now at WWTRaceway.com. Sponsored by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Back with the Freaks, Lucas Oil Studios. Go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com. Check out a line of products. Keep your rides on the road, Freak Nation. We continue on with Will Power, two-time IndyCar Series champion, Indy 500 champion, who has no idea if he has a ride with Roger Penske for 2026. We talk in detail about that and many, many more things. It's Will Power, unlike you've ever heard the guy. Now, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Did someone call you out in the past? And then second part of the question, is anyone calling out the Ferrucci's or the Rasmussen's, or has it been necessary?
No, I actually haven't been called out. I've called out many people. I can't remember whether I have had that. I just noticed at times, like, I just remember a driver. There was a driver at one point that was racing the leader very hard. And it was sort of made fun of in the driver meeting, I think, you know, and that stopped. And then everyone else thought the same, like, man, I don't want to be that guy. I just think it gets difficult when you start policing side-by-side racing. Mm. It gets, you know, I just say you got to look at every individual incident and understand the thinking of, you know, the decision that race control came to. Usually they're very good. If you go up there, they will explain it. They'll go through the video and say, this is why we didn't or did penalize. And I think at one point we asked, well, could we do that the next week, the next race at the driver meeting, have it on screen, just quickly go through, this is the decisions we made and this is why this guy didn't get a penalty, and explain to the drivers so they kind of understand and know, you know, the thinking of the stewards. So, yeah, I don't think they need to. I mean, it hasn't been too bad. I think people have been penalized fairly, and I'd say, yeah, that was a bit of a standout, was Connor Daly and Rasmussen. I kind of, the first one where they both ended up off the track, I was like, you could look at it where Rasmussen's wheel might have got ripped out of his hand, and that's why they both ended up off the track. And that's why it may not have been a penalty. The second one, just looking from the overview, you know, Rasmussen's front wing touched Connor's rear wheel, or, yeah, some, you know, it was that. Yeah, I would be interested to see what race control, what their thinking was on that, because usually that is a penalty.
The only Penske driver to win a race this year, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And one reason why we wanted to talk to you, Will, because you've been coming in here for damn near 20 years. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary, and we know your personality to a degree. And your personality post-race, it didn't scare me, but it was like Will's talking to somebody. Will just won an important race, but Will wasn't Will after typically winning a race. And it's probably uncomfortable for you to watch this, but watch this and you'll see where I'm coming from. But this isn't the Will Power coming in the Freak Nation.
Yeah, I mean, if you have to, I won three races last year. So if you're a team, if you're waiting on me to know if I'm good enough, I don't know what you're thinking. Like, if you're actually waiting, it's like, yeah, is this guy, I'm not sure if this guy's good enough. Just go back to last year and you'll know.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you want me to?
No. Well, yeah. We know you, man, and you're one of our favorites of all time. Your dry sense of humor, your ability to start when you don't even mean to, it's just fantastic. But when I saw that, it took me 24 hours and I thought, he's not talking to the dude who asked that question. He's talking to his boss. Am I wrong?
That's not necessarily true. I'm just, that's a tough question. I'd had that question a lot and, you know, like all season I've been asked these questions. I guess I was a little bit frustrated with getting those questions constantly. So yeah. I suppose that's why I answered that way. But I did win three races last year and mm-hmm. I thought that anyone else in the paddock would get signed up at that. It's been a very stressful year for me.
Yeah.
Very stressful. Just from, you know, I believe I'm good enough and probably a lapse of, maybe shouldn't have said that, but it's probably what I felt in the moment with those questions continually coming to me all the time. I was just about had enough of it.
True.
Well, something else I learned, and I think we've all been in this spot. When I was doing radio rock shows across the country or doing news in Los Angeles, there was always a guy who hired me, the news director or the program director. And from time to time, that program director or news director would get fired, and I'd be scared shitless that I was going to lose my job because he's the one who hired me, and a new dude's going to come in and not appreciate what I do. And I heard once Tim Cindric left, the guy who talked to you about the extension says, hey, man, we'll talk about it at the end of 24. When Tim Cindric left, did you have any inclination that there was going to be an issue, or did you feel that same way that I did, like, my guy's gone, man. There's going to be an issue signing a contract with Penske.
I wouldn't say. I think, you know, Tim was a very good mediator, you know, between the team and Roger. So, yeah, it was a very interesting time. I kind of like was wondering how that's going to, what they're going to do there. You know, who's going to be that guy that you speak to? And there, I would say there's probably a bit of confusion there for a while. Like, you know, who do you actually talk to? You know, because it was, you wouldn't usually just call Roger. You know, you'd call Tim, you'd speak to Tim, and Tim would kind of give you the updates on, you know, what he thinks is going to happen. So, but they did move that. You know, they moved the appropriate people forward up and so on.
Person that came in for Hendrick, or excuse me, for Cindric. Didn't talk to you for a year and a half or whatever it was.
Right? No, well, Tim, what do you mean, Tim?
Well, you said that you said that after 2024 they were going to talk to you about an extension.
Yes,
but you've had no conversation about an extension since Tim Cindric left.
I've had no, that's not true. That is not true. I spoke to Roger after Detroit.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and he sort of, you know, said, we'll talk in August. That's not true. Like after the whole May thing, obviously a lot went down in May and, you know, there's a lot of restructuring and all that. So I didn't really expect to, you know, hear much in that time, in that period. But, Roger, we sat down at the race team and talked about
the
future maybe. So, no, they did that.
I guess where I'm a little confused is, at least from what I've picked up from articles and some things, maybe what you said to Bob Pockrass on Friday of the Portland weekend, is that you are unable to talk to other teams, but you are also unable to know your status on your current team. Nothing until the end of the season. I don't think I've ever heard of that before. That seems odd to me. Odd to you?
Yeah. That's not true. What I was saying is, you know, sat down with Roger. Yes, I could talk to other teams. You know, Roger basically said that's okay. but obviously can't sign or do anything till after the season. So yeah, no, that's not exactly true. That is not exactly true. He said, you know, basically said, I'm not going to shoot you if you go and talk to other teams while we work out what's going to happen here. So, he said that. And then, obviously I, you know, can't sign or anything with other teams, but I could kind of see what's out there.
Okay, good. That provides clarity, because yeah, the perception was that you can't talk to others, but you also yes, can't talk to your current yeah, team. Thank you for that clarity. I just, but regardless, it doesn't reduce the stress, unfortunately, that you're under. And it's just
no.
Pulling out that win. And like you just told us at the beginning of this interview, how you were in your happy spot. Everything was just clear those last several laps. Maybe a little stressful, but clear. Wow. Yeah. How do you do it? I mean, I know that's such a simple question, but I don't think it's a simple answer.
I have been in that spot many times, because usually at the end of the race, you know, we don't have a blue flag rule. Mm. You know, I had used tires and the other two had new tires. So, you know, we'd played our cards early. We'd, started on new tires and picked the strategy to go long. Which, so at the end of the day, picking the new tires early was good, got a massive gap. But yeah, we knew at some point we're going to have to deal with used tires, but it was just being mistake free.
And I know I said it after the first segment, it gets even better. Well, it does. Freak Nation, more with Will Power coming up here at Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
General Tire delivers.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Since 2022, the Enjoy Illinois 300 and Worldwide Technology Raceway has been nothing short of spectacular. Side-by-side racing, intense battles, flare tempers. It's now the second race of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. All the excitement and the added drama of championship elimination. Go fast or go home.
Get your tickets now at WWTRaceway.com. Sponsored by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
We finish off with Will Power with this segment, and again, it's great to have Will Power and do this. He spent 45 minutes with us, and we will have the full interview up on our YouTube page. And Grasher reminded me, the only other dude that we spent a full hour with here in the Freak Nation was John Force, maybe Mario Andretti at the time, so that's a hell of a comparison with Will Power. Will Power here, the Freak Nation.
Will, we don't hang out, Will. I get that. We don't pal around and drink warm beer and eat raunchy and talk about our kids, but there is a connection that we have to you, and we just took this stuff. We take this stuff a little differently too than we would a freaking Rasmussen or somebody. So it's good to get some clarity from you, I gotta say, in this interview.
No, it's I've enjoyed coming on your show for years. I it's always been fun, you know, because I enjoy to joke around. You know, this has always been. That's been my family, man. My dad had a great sense of humor. Brother's stand-up comedian. So we always have a laugh at people's expense. It was very enjoyable. So. Especially your brothers.
There was one time we talked to you a year or two ago, maybe, and your brother Damien was actually working on potentially a script with the group in New York. Is that any further down the road where IndyCar may benefit?
Well, they, so that script, you know, so I think HBO paid him to sort of write those seasons. And then HBO was bought by someone, split. Oh. So he got that script back. He could resell it. But in the off season, we did a short film, which he's entering into film festivals together. And so that's completed now. It's a short film. It's like 20 minutes. It's actually not a comedy. It was a serious piece. So it was difficult acting. I acted myself in it. And it was actually very draining when it's not, where it's not lighthearted. It's quite deep in a way.
Is it about you? Is it a racing short flick?
It is actually about me. Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah.
This is amazing.
That's no bullshit, Will.
Yeah. What? No. I'm not. Did you say it's no bullshit? No, that's for real. We did that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm stoked now. So it's not public anywhere. I would imagine it's not on like YouTube or something, but it's going to be entered into the film festivals, the circuit starting, I would assume, the beginning of 26.
No, like he was trying to get this, get it entered for a film festival. It's a big one coming up. I can't remember. One of those big Cannes or whatever it is.
Cannes is May. Sundance is
Yeah, there must be one coming up, like, because he's working really hard to get the sound done.
Oh, wow.
Like this week type thing. Cool. So I don't know what film festival that was, but he's going to enter it in as many as possible. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know what any of us as fans can do on this end of it to flood the inboxes of people who vote, but that's pretty freaking cool. Yeah. Can't wait to see
it. Yeah, it is. It made me realize how lucky I am to be a driver. Like a lot of people, like, I want to be an actor. I think it'd be awesome. I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to be an actor, man. Like it's grueling because you spend the whole day doing these scenes over and over and over from different angles and so on. And you get to the end of the day and it's like, you got six more days. And where a race, you go do a race and you finish, you're just like, that was just so awesome. Like you drive a car for a day, like you go testing, it was just awesome. You feel awesome after it. But at the end of filming, you feel like crap. You're like, oh, I don't want to do anymore. This really sucks. I think what people want is money and fame, but I actually realize, like, I'm sure people are really into the craft of acting, which, you know, which is kind of like, I got insight into that, which I enjoy, but man, it's grueling. It is grueling. I can't imagine doing a full film. Like these guys would just have to like learn scripts and do it like that. It is not as satisfying as a weekend at the racetrack, like racing, not even close. Like getting paid to be a race car driver is way better than getting paid to be an actor, I promise you.
It's a whole different mental game.
What if your brother comes in and says, Will, that bear rug on your couch, the only way that I can get Margot Robbie in my movie with you is you've got to pretend to make love to her.
Oh, goodness.
Would you do that for your brother?
Show me on the bear rug.
What, this bear rug?
Yeah, with Margot Robbie.
But it's not even the same one. I don't know what happened to that bear rug. It was kind of like my wife must have just... She must have seen the episode and got a bit embarrassed. She had a bear rug on that. It was, but mind you, I love animals. I've never killed an animal.
I know.
She got rid of it. I don't know what happened to you. It wasn't like she didn't say, I'm getting rid of this. It was just like gone. So
could you imagine doing a nudie scene with some other chick as you're married in a movie? That's just the strangest to me.
It's odd.
That would be interesting. I think Liz wouldn't be for that. Like the original script my brother had me with I had a child early in my career, and you know, went back and saw the mother. I don't know, something, but she's like, yeah, you're not doing that. You're not doing that script.
Look at Liz with creative control. I'm loving it.
Yeah, no. It was, oh, man. Well, the reason we're doing these films is it was so interesting growing up in Toowoomba, this small blue-collar town. And, you know, I think it's interesting to my brother, the fact that I actually made it to this level in motorsport, because to know me as a teenager, there's just no way you'd go, that guy made it there. Like I was such a nut. So, you know, in a pretty crazy town, it was a pretty crazy town. There's a lot of fighting, it's just an interesting place to grow up. It was really cool, but it would be a good movie.
Is it a rags to riches type story?
Full movie. It's just more like you know, once I left Toowoomba, it's just crazy how different, you know, the rest of the world was. That's kind of how I felt. Like it took a long time to get the Toowoomba out of me. It's still a bit in me, you know, as you know, when you see some interviews and so on and some of the things I've done over the past. But, you know, that was me all the time back in the day.
So the double birds was Toowoomba?
That was very much Toowoomba, yeah. Okay. That was very much, but more than that, it's fighting and a lot of hardcore stuff. Yeah, it was just a very tough town. Let's say very, very tough blue collar town. Very tough. And you know, you're judged on your ability to fight. That's sort of how your status was. That's where you stacked up. Like, is he a good fighter? That's the first thing you would ask when you met someone new. It's like, hey, this new guy, like, I've been hanging out with this guy. Is he a good fighter? That was like at school, at primary school, it was always about, is he a good fighter? That was a very normal thing in that town. So that's when I left Toowoomba, I just realized that that's not normal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but seriously, it's not normal. But that was the thing then. as we grew up as kids, you know, starting from a very young age. You're judged on your fighting abilities.
You say that it's hard to believe, or maybe for some people back home, that you've made it to the big stage now, but actually that helped lay the foundation for you. You're not a fighter in the physical sense now, but you fight for everything in your sport, and you do it successfully because of the mental mindset that was basically beat into you, pun intended, when you were a kid.
I would say coming from that town, you felt that you had to work extra hard. There's no question. It's like, how could you get from that small town to, you know, racing IndyCar at Indianapolis? I mean, that was, I think that's what's interesting about that story.
Hmm.
You know, it was just never was planned. It wasn't like a, there's never in a million years, if you'd asked me when I was 20 that, you said you'd be racing IndyCars for Penske. It just wouldn't have been, you know, thought. Unlike some people you pick in go-karts, you know, like this guy's going to be really good, you know, from a very young age. So it's a different, it's just an interesting story, I think.
By Damien Power.
He writes scripts every day,
But I'm not a liar.
Oh, stop. Kenny.
But I'm not a liar.
What is he saying? Come on.
He's saying.
You can't hear it?
No, I got to unmute it. You only put it up for a second, so I can't.
Well, it's real quick. Unmute it. Here we
go. No, I know. I'm trying to.
All right, here we go.
But I'm not a liar.
Oh, but I'm not a liar. Okay, gotcha. There you go.
That's just a drop we play every now and then just to catch people off guard.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Freak Nation, the full 43 minutes with Will Power. Check it out on our YouTube page at Official Speed Freaks. Incredible time with Will Power. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Here's to the Dream Chasers, the Glass Ceiling Breakers, the Minivan Mothers, the Schedule Jugglers, and Everyday All-Stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Breaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Since 2022, the Enjoy Illinois 300 and Worldwide Technology Raceway has been nothing short of spectacular. Side-by-side racing, intense battles, flared tempers. It's now the second race of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. All the excitement and the added drama of championship elimination. Go fast or go home. Get your tickets now at WWTRaceway.com. Sponsored by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. worth it? If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, this segment brought to you by our good friends at Lucas Oil. Go to lucasoil.com. Check out a line of products to keep your rides on the road. Go to lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com. Proud partners of the Freaks for over two decades. LucasOil.com. I hope those that are chatting in our snappy little YouTube chat subscribe and like every damn video we have on YouTube.
We are
crushing it, Freak Nation. Thank you guys for supporting us for the many, many years. We're celebrating our... There's a reason why you see a 25 in the place of the SF in our logo this year, because June of this year, we celebrated our 25th anniversary. And what's so fun about this, Crasher, is as we expand, as we get bigger in other areas of media, it's like, really, you guys have been around for 25 years? I just found you guys. You were in my algorithm. Like, what? What the hell's been going on, man? You guys are so damn good. You've been doing this a while? Hell yes, we have.
Algorithm wasn't even birthed as a word when we started. Let's just put it that way. Message boards were a thing. And none of these social media sites even existed. Okay, I guess if you could call message boards a thing
right.
in social media. Yeah, okay, whatever. MTV Road Rules was still kind of a thing.
I think I've had a few algorithms after Jack Daniels. Maybe that's where it came from, right?
You lay down, and instead of the room spinning, it's, woo, that algorithm. Woo, baby.
There it is. Yeah, Freak Nation. Hey, man, you missed any of the show, be sure to hit us up. At our YouTube page, at Official Speed Freaks, we will have the full Ross Chastain up there in a little bit. Same for Austin Cindric. We were scheduled to have Austin Dillon earlier this week, but things didn't work out. We are going to do our best to either get him early in the week. Regardless, we're going to work for getting Austin Dillon, your Richmond winner here in the Freak Nation. You guys talk for a second, because I had a great thought that escaped me as I'm trying to freaking sell this show.
I'm talking about Daytona?
Okay, no, we're not talking about Daytona. We were talking about...
Can we talk IndyCar? I mean, because we've done a lot of NASCAR talk. That's Can we just talk NHRA and IndyCar?
You know, IndyCar... Actually, there is something that we could talk about with IndyCar.
What is that?
I don't know. You go ahead and find out.
Awesome.
Where will willpower be in 2026?
Right. Richie?
No, speaking of willpower, that interview is up on the YouTube page. Yeah. Must watch. It is one of our most popular interviews. Of the entire year, people love it. A lot of comments, a lot of likes. So thank you for everybody for watching that interview. It's awesome. It's terrific. 40 minutes with the guy. Awesome. Not going to get that anywhere else. But speaking of IndyCar, there are several IndyCar drivers that are already vying for the possibility of taking their chances in a NASCAR Truck Series.
Yes.
At St. Pete.
At
next
St.
year.
Pete. Yes.
Yes. Let's see. Including. Connor Daly tweeted out on Wednesday, said, I 100% need to see Scott McLaughlin do the NASCAR Truck IndyCar doubleheader at St. Pete next year. That would be elite entertainment. Scott has quote tweeted it and said, with the laughing emoji, saying, quali into the truck chaos, which would be hilarious. We've had James Hinchcliffe, former IndyCar driver, currently in the Fox booth. He tweeted it out saying, huh, I'll be in St. Pete. And I like trucks. Hey, Spire Motorsport, know anyone with a truck?
Ooh.
So we got some IndyCar guys wanting to get
Ooh, that would be fun.
Get some truck series action in. That'd be awesome.
Connor's tweeting for Scott McLaughlin to be a part of it when Connor should do it himself.
Yeah.
Come on, CD. Step up.
The truck race is on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm. After IndyCar qualifying, which is why McLaughlin thought, ooh, yeah, that's going to be tough.
Why wouldn't a NASCAR Cup Series dude roll over there and run the trucks?
I was thinking the same thing, but you know what's great, Kenny? If you look at the schedule, if you did research for the
show. We put the schedule up?
Yeah. They're racing in a completely different state at the time of that. Because I thought the same thing.
That's
I was like,
why.
I thought that would be awesome. I thought, like, we had Ross Chastain on. I think Ross Chastain would be the perfect candidate. However, if you look.
Well, that's the truck
schedule. That's the truck. So that's Saturday, February 28th. If you look here, Sunday, March 1st. NASCAR Cup Series is going to be racing at COTA. They'll be in Texas. So,
Richie,
you're saying hop on the private jet?
Yeah, every now and then I hear something above me that sounds like something that's called an airplane. They could get in the goddamn airplane. Why are you saying like
that? That's true. Kyle Larson does it all the time.
Are you kidding me? I think you're right. You get a Kyle Larson or Chase Elliott.
I will never forget. It was actually, what is the date? Yes, it was this weekend last year that I get on the plane in Phoenix and I'm heading to Michigan, the Cup weekend. And it's a Thursday, Friday. And I get on and I'm boarding and I look at the guy boarding in front of me and I'm like, hi, Kyle. It was Kyle Larson literally flying from a dirt race in California heading to Michigan. It's like, yeah, these guys don't care. And they fly commercial, for crying out loud.
He had a middle seat, row 35, too, right?
He was not in a middle seat. He was in an aisle seat. But yes, I was surprised he wasn't in first class. Neither he nor I got our first class upgrades. I think we were both a little bummed. Yeah. Who got the first
class? Kyle Larson did not get first class. Mm-hmm. Put his ass back there with the farm animals, baby.
So you're saying I was a farm animal?
No.
Uh-huh, I heard that.
There are some sons of bitches that we see on freaking Instagram that might as well live with farm animals. They get freaking inebriated and start hammering people.
And they smell. I've been on several flights recently. Please, people, just shower before you fly.
You know, that's a great way to end this first hour.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Let's all shower.
Because it's once or twice a year, I get sat next to some skip dick that's wearing his freaking gym shorts. You know, some Jordan freaking basketball shorts. And you know the dude hadn't washed his freaking scrotum in 3 or 4 days.
Wow.
And he's sitting next to, he's in the middle seat. It's like, bro, at least put some pants on because it's going to contain the freaking smell and the odor of the freaking beefcakes that you're cooking down there between your legs, man. Can you not take a G-damn shower?
Or at the very least, put sweatpants over those shorts.
Some saran wrap and wrap your freaking man bag in it, will
what's,
you?
What's worse, plane stank or my favorite, which is San Diego Comic-Con stank?
Oh, yeah. Convention stank is massive, too. Ugh.
I don't know about that.
That's bad.
What does that mean? It's just odor?
Yes, yes. I mean, it's like you're in your costume all day sweating. Yeah.
And all you freaking
the Comic-Con geeks aren't known for the hygiene.
That's right. Yeah, you freaking millennials. That's right.
We're hanging out in our mom's basement all day playing video games and reading comic books. I mean, we don't have time to shower.
Rub some G-damn Johnson grass on your pits because that's going to freaking take care of the odor.
Johnson grass?
It was bad enough that Old Spice had an activation this year where they were handing out free deodorant. Yeah. Greatest giveaway in the history of San Diego Comic-Con.
It's like,
wow.
It's like, free sample.
No. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay. I think airlines just figured out another money-making opportunity. Partner with deodorant companies. And as you board, here you go. Here you go, your free sample of deodorant.
You know how if you blow a .08, you're legally drunk or buzzed? Maybe they all have a freaking stinkometer before you get on a plane. You walk through this freaking...
Just like TSA.
Yeah.
Doohickey.
Yeah, I would love that. Bro, you could bring on a gun... Just keep that freaking man bag wrapped up, or at least shower and shave, will you?
Or you lift your arm. Oh. What's the meter?
Yeah, and they're wearing those dudes wear their freaking tank tops on their. And you know they haven't showered. That's the worst.
Jesus. Daytona this weekend.
Oh,
guess none of us are flying there. We're not doing that.
We were at a. School board meeting earlier this week. Unfortunately, we had a couple of those dudes sitting in the vicinity within about a 10-foot radius that you're going to come to a board meeting, bro. Will you not at least get some Comet and scrub downstairs, bro? Later!
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Here's to the Dream Chasers, the Glass Ceiling Breakers, the Minivan Mothers, the Schedule Jugglers, and Everyday All-Stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Breaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Since 2022, the Enjoy Illinois 300 and Worldwide Technology Raceway has been nothing short of spectacular. Side-by-side racing, intense battles, flair tempers. It's now the second race of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. All the excitement and the added drama of championship elimination. Go fast or go home. Get your tickets now at WWTRaceway.com. Sponsored by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save some.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.